Today, the Supreme Court dealt a major blow to pharmaceutical companies in their attempt to scuttle a pioneering program for reducing drug costs in the state of Maine. The case is being closely watched by other states, with more than 24 contemplating similar programs. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
3 years ago, the state of Maine, alarmed at rising drug prices, passed a law that gave the state considerable leverage in negotiating with drug companies. The state crafted a law that used its clout as a Medicaid payer to force steep discounts on drug prices charged to the uninsured, who might end up, if unattended, on Medicaid. The idea was to make sure that the uninsured got the drugs that they needed to prevent debilitating strokes, heart attacks, and other diseases. The pharmaceutical companies went to court, challenging the law as an unconstitutional obstacle to interstate commerce and a violation of the federal Medicaid law. But today, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the law does not unconstitutionally interfere with interstate commerce. On the second question, the court spoke with a more divided voice, though. 6 justices said there was no showing, at least to date, that Maine's law violates the federal Medicaid law, but the 6 did not agree on their reasoning, writing 4 separate opinions. The Maine law had never gone into effect because of the legal challenge, and today state officials were euphoric about the Supreme Court ruling. State Attorney General Stephen Rowe noted that 28 other states have similar efforts at price control on hold pending the outcome of this case.
This decision gives a green light to Maine to implement this statute, but it also gives a green light to other states, and it says to them that statutes like the Maine RX law do not violate the Commerce Clause of the federal Constitution. And if you structure them in an appropriate way where they further the purposes of Medicaid, they will not violate the federal Medicaid statute.
But Stanford Law School Dean Kathleen Sullivan, who represented the pharmaceutical industry in the Supreme Court, sees today's ruling as nothing more than, in her words, an amber light.
In today's case, the pharmaceutical industry lost a battle, but it may still win the war.
The Maine system used the leverage of the so-called prior authorization system in the Medicaid law to coerce drug companies into providing a discount of 25% to anyone in the state who was uninsured. The way the system was to work was this. If a drug company refused to participate in the discount system for the uninsured, its drugs could not be prescribed for Medicaid patients, except if they were authorized in advance. The drug companies, in essence, called that blackmail, contending that the prior authorization is so cumbersome that it would exclude them from much of the Medicaid market and cost them dearly in the non-Medicaid market, too. Kevin Concannon, the former head of the Department of Human Services in Maine, who now has the same job in Iowa, agrees on the market share question because doctors, he says, are creatures of habit in how they prescribe a drug.
If you come to rely on one because the Medicaid program favors it, chances are, as a physician, you're not going to ask your patients, the other patients when they come in, are you on Medicaid or not? If you're comfortable with the outcomes in that drug, people tend to prescribe by habit, and studies have shown that that has an effect as much as 60 or 70% in shifting market away from certain drugs.
Sarah Locke of the American Association of Retired Persons says today's ruling, if it holds after further litigation in the lower courts, would likely have a profound effect nationwide, especially in light of the budget crunch faced across the country.
I think states would jump on this as a means of bringing the spiraling cost of drugs down for people, and there would be a way of getting lower-cost drugs to people who need it.
There are a lot of legal hurdles yet to be cleared, though, before Maine's system gets complete court approval. As several justices observed today, further evidence or action by the federal government could lead to a different result later in the litigation. Still, as Justice John Paul Stevens wrote for the court, as of now, the pharmaceutical industry's arguments have been, quote, unpersuasive. The state still says it would prefer a national solution to the problem of high drug costs, but Attorney General Rowe says he's not optimistic.
We have thousands of people in this state right here in Maine today who cannot afford the prescription drugs that their doctors prescribe. We're trying to do something about it. I wish the federal government would deal with this in a way that would really make life better for our citizens, but they have not. And so we're trying to do it here in Maine. To put this in football jargon, this decision is not a touchdown, but we believe it is a first down, and it moves us up the field. We've got the ball, and we plan to use it to lower prescription drug prices in Maine.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.